Hello, my name is Daniel Morden. I've been telling traditional stories for some 30 years now. These old tales fascinate me because they help me understand the world and my responses to it. During this crisis, I have found myself returning to certain stories and understanding them in the light of recent events. I could go on about what they mean to me, but instead, I'd rather just tell the stories. Maybe you'll find them interesting. Maybe you'll find them helpful. I hope at least you'll find them entertaining. I've been able to do this thanks to a stabilisation award from the Arts Council of Wales. My website is www.danielmorden.org, or you can find me on Facebook by searching for Daniel Morden Storyteller. Please send me a message if you enjoy the podcast. The second story in this series is called The Snake. Once, a young prince was out hunting when he saw two snakes entwined, fighting each other, biting each other. One of them, "Save me, please, my strength is failing." And so the prince, he said, "Swear you will do me no harm."
"I swear."
The prince plucked up the snake out of reach of its enemy. The snake twisted round the prince's arm, into his mouth, down his throat, and hid inside his belly. The other snake slithered away. The prince said, "Your enemy has gone. You can come out."
"I'm afraid not," said the snake. "I like it in here."
From then on, whatever the prince ate was devoured by the snake. The snake grew bigger as the prince grew smaller. His stomach swelled and the rest of him shrank and withered. His skin became grey. He could barely walk. When he spoke, he slurred his words. His mind was clouded. Sometimes he even forgot who he was. Now that he was no longer strong and handsome, his father, the king, grew angry with him. "Look at yourself. You are a disgrace."
"Father, my plight is not of my own doing. It is fate."
"Fate," said the king. "There is no fate, but what we make."
Late one night, the king had his own son thrown out into the street. The prince wandered from town to town, nation to nation, pleading for scraps of food. In another country, another king lived in a palace. He had three daughters. The elder two were beautiful and graceful. The youngest, not so much. The elder two were beset with suitors. The youngest was left to herself. One day, she thought, "I can never be them. And so, I must be myself instead." She took to introspection. She read whatever books she could find. She spoke with the priests and with the wise men and the wise women. She trailed behind all of the servants, watching what they did, learning their skills, the cooks, the gardeners, the carpenters.
Every day the king would send for his three daughters. He would say to his eldest, "Who made all of this?"
She would answer, "You."
He would say to the second, "Whom must you thank for all of this luxury?"
"You."
He would turn to his youngest then and say, "Who is the master of my fate?"
She would answer, "God." The king would beat her, but he couldn't make her take back her words. His anger toward her grew and grew until one day he asked her the same question, "Who is the master of my fate?" She said, "God. God is the master of your fate." The king turned to his guards and said, "Go outside into the streets of the city and bring me back the most unfortunate individual you can find." The beggar they fetched could barely stand. The king, "You, do you want her?"
"You don't," said the beggar.
"Do you want her?"
"Does she want me?"
"She has no say. If you want her, take her."
The beggar stood and stared at the princess, bewildered. She took the beggar's filthy hand and helped him out of the palace. They came to a forest. There she built a shelter. She made a bed and helped the sick man lie down. Every day she cut wood and made a fire. The smell of that wood was uncommonly sweet. So she took some of it to the city. She disguised herself and sold the wood at market. When the people discovered how fragrant it was, they bought more and more of it. One day, she took the sick man out to a clearing that he might feel the sun on his skin as she chopped wood. She left the clearing for just a few moments, but when she returned, there was a snake beside the sick man. The snake was talking, and she could hear another voice from inside the sick man replying. The snake outside the man said, "Come out from in there." The snake inside the man said, "You are a fool, foraging for food, wriggling in the dirt. In here, I'm warm, I'm safe. Everything I need is given to me." "I would rather be a fool than a rogue," said the snake outside the man. "Only a rogue repays kindness with cruelty." "Ha, you," said the snake inside the man, "are not without sin. You sleep on a store of treasure you can never spend."
"But it is so shiny," said the snake outside the man. "Thieves hid it. The rightful owners are long dead. It belongs to no one now."
"Your sin is far worse than mine. The prince saved you from death, and yet you destroy his life."
The snake outside the man slithered under a flat stone in disgust. The princess helped the sick man back to their shelter. Then she put a pat of butter on his tongue. The butter began to melt. The taste of that butter was so mouth-watering that the snake inside him slithered up his throat into his mouth. The moment the princess saw the snake, she grabbed it and she pulled it out of the prince. She tended to the prince with care, and now the snake was gone from him, he regained his strength. Together, they went to that flat stone. They lifted it up and they took the thief's treasure. With the money they had, they set about building a proper home, a house of stone. After all they had seen and done, they had a room set aside to welcome beggars and vagrants. Often the prince and the princess would listen to their stories and then tell their own to show that the path to happiness is often twisted and tortuous. After many years, they greeted two ragged old men. Prince and princess said, "How came you to live out your last years in penury?" The old men said, Once, we were both kings. We were fools. We believed our good fortune came from our own actions, but we were wrong. It was all a gift from God. And one day God took back what he had given us. Now, we have nothing but regrets and memories. The prince and princess understood their own fathers stood before them. They embraced them. They made them welcome. And the four of them lived out the rest of their lives together.
And there you have it. I do hope you enjoyed the story. There are more on the way. My thanks go to Oliver Wilson Dixon for mixing the podcast and composing the theme tune. I'm also grateful to the Arts Council of Wales Stabilisation Fund. Finally, thank you for listening. And I look forward to the day when we can share stories in person.